Listening Library presents A Small Zombie Problem by K.G. Campbell. Read for you by Todd Haberkorn. To Debbie and Rick, who inspired the whole thing. Part 1. Chapter 1. A blood-curdling scream. Thunder rumbled, and lightning flickered across the troop of skeletons, a gruesome, silent circus of grim clowns and tumbling, hollow-eyed acrobats. Skulls gleamed, skinless faces grinned madly, bony fingers extended toward the lone, living boy before them, the boy who had made them. These weren't real skeletons, you understand, but models the boy had built. Their ribs and femurs had been crafted from coat hanger wire, their skulls from clay molded over ping pong balls. The spindly frames were painstakingly wrapped in strips of paper dripping with a paste of flour and water. When dry and hardened, the papier-mâché had been sanded to a finish smooth as ivory. The figures stood about 16 inches tall and wore festive costumes cobbled together from old bandanas, misplaced buttons, and other odds and ends. The ringmaster sported a top hat made from a wine cork and held a chopstick baton. The trapeze artist's swing had once hung in a parakeet's cage. The strong man boasted an impressive mustache of steel wool and boots fashioned from black duct tape. The boy was engrossed in creating the latest addition to this bizarre theatrical group. Hunched over a rickety desk, working in the murky light of a stormy afternoon, he was oblivious.